The 22 beds at the Women's Space Safe House are always full, and the vast majority of the people there are families. They come at all hours and in all states of trauma. Teresa Aslan started working for the agency 9 years ago as an intern in the emergency safe house. During overnight shifts, she's seen children arrive terrified, exhausted, shell-shocked.
We definitely have children that come in who have regressed to previous ages, you know, in their behavior and their actions.
Last year, Women's Space served over 6,000 adults, along with more than 2,200 kids.
The biggest part of our job is helping normalize their life, like getting to go swimming, getting to go do fun things, in addition to talking with mom about how abuse affects a child.
Staff with Women's Space say children who experience violence in the home are more likely to have behavioral and physical health problems, depression, poor academic achievement, and violence toward peers. The cost of domestic violence is high in lives and dollars. The Department of Justice reports the cost of intimate partner violence exceeds $50 million in Oregon each year. Women's Space Executive Director Peggy Whalen says the lack of funding is always a challenge for their small safe house.
We actually can't take everyone that might be qualified. We basically have to assess who's in the most danger.
Intimate partner violence creates an atmosphere of constant fear and anxiety for victims and their children. Instead of being a place of refuge, the home becomes a war zone. Children are sometimes caught in the crosshairs of physical violence. They are very often witnesses to the crime. The National Coalition Against Domestic Violence finds 4 million children are exposed to domestic battery in the U.S. Police say one of the most dangerous calls to a residence involves domestic violence.
Sending emergency.
My mom and daddy are having a fight. Stop it!
This 911 call was recorded in 1991 and recently released by the national advocacy group Children of Domestic Violence. The little girl on the phone is named Lisa Floyd, and her story of a lifetime of violence and abuse has recently gone viral. Lisa reports the cycle of violence continued, and she ended up in the same type of abusive relationship her mother had been in. She finally got the help she needed to leave her abuser. Ending the cycle of violence is one of the goals of the nonprofit Looking Glass Community Services. It's the largest and most comprehensive youth-serving agency in the region. Devin Jenkins is director of their residential treatment center in Eugene.
Thanks for letting me in.
Yeah, why don't you sign in here?
On any given day, there are 40 to 55 youth living under this roof. They come due to court order. Some are referred by child welfare. Jenkins says most of these kids have experienced violence at home.
Due to the social and emotional stress that that puts on the child and the effects that that has on brain development, social skills development, they're unable to function safely in the community.
Jenkins has worked with challenged kids for almost 20 years. He remembers one little boy in particular who witnessed an incredible amount of violence at home.
Mom had lots of men in and out of the home that didn't treat her well, and there was drug use, there was physical abuse that happened, there was prostitution that happened in the home, and this little boy witnessed all of it and would sometimes be, you know, locked in a room for days.
Jenkins says when a child experiences systematic violence, they're in a fight or flight response. And that hinders brain development.
Such a high amount of stress on a day-to-day basis, you know, that development kind of halts because your mind and your body are focused on survival.
Once this boy was taken from his home by child welfare, he was referred to Looking Glass for residential treatment. Given all he'd experienced, Jenkins says the boy had zero trust in adults.
So by repetitively showing up and caring and supporting, we're actually changing pathways in the brain. We're reorganizing the brain so that the brain tells the child's body, okay, maybe this adult isn't a threat.
It takes time and patience and lots of empathy to help children overcome the effects of abuse and violence.
You know, really the truth is that these kids are scared. They're lost. They don't know what to do. If they could do well, they would do well.
Abuse is a learned behavior. Abusers hurt others because they were once hurt. The mission of Women's Space is to empower women and children to change community standards and end the cycle of violence. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.